This is the Tallahassee Tech Expo. Among the booths with excited reps and company logo swag, there are about 50 people in name tags milling around. The Taltech Alliance has been hosting this event for 7 years running. The aim is to provide a chance for businesses and individuals to network and hopefully come up with new projects in the area. For the most part, the attendees are professional men and women in their late 20s and 30s, but not everyone.
Okay, I'm Trevor McCaffrey. I go to Childs High School, and I'm a sophomore.
Alexi Saliba. I also go to Childs High School. I'm a sophomore. Yeah.
Emily Treader. I go to Childs, and I'm a sophomore.
Brianna Lord, and I'm a sophomore at Childs.
Saliba says the conference is a good way for them to learn new things and expand on the work they're doing in school.
We're just kind of getting a feel for, like, design and technology and what the new technology, like, what's coming out soon and, you know, all that good stuff. We're in Comtech, where we learn like Photoshop and Illustrator, and we all have like preferences in doing a career in design, so it's just getting us like into these conferences and out in the world.
Pete Knowlton is the chief problem solver for a company called Ghostery. They run a browser extension that allows users to see and block companies that track their internet usage. Knowlton says the event helps his company gain exposure.
So to be able to have to come here to a tech conference, I mean, this is our target audience, is people that use the internet and that are concerned about the type of data that is actually shared. And so every city and every town is our market.
Career Source Capital Region's Kara Palmer says the Tallahassee Tech Expo helps her better understand the business climate.
I think if you can have a understanding of the world of technology, it helps me when I'm looking to assist the businesses within this particular sector, as well as the job seekers within this sector.
The Taltech Alliance sees the expo as a way to help make Tallahassee an attractive landing spot for tech businesses and workers. Shelby Howard of Massive Corporation says local graduates are finding ways to transition from Tallahassee schools to Tallahassee businesses.
That's one of the pushes that we're going for. I mean, I did. I graduated last May, so I've been in Tallahassee since then, and I do see a change with that, too. A lot of people are staying and transitioning into young professionalism out of college here.
Florida's unemployment rate returned to pre-recession levels last December, and Tech Expo attendees are hoping their industry can push it even lower. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.